fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of February. Prepper tip of the day, in case you've been on vacation to the tropics, we are in the middle of winter. Be sure and check your car kit. Make sure it has the things you need for the areas that you travel in. That could be literally a matter of life and death. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, a proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The USA.life location is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number, that phone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. Here it is, 417-718-2597. Sam, we had a couple of callers on hold. Are you ready for callers?
Well, let's finish this quick discussion on pistol mags.
We'll do that.
And then we'll take some callers. We've got the long segment here. So the main issue with pistol mags, they're not dropping free from all these different pistol designs. Now, I will say this. The FN pistols with the steel mags, highly polished surfaces, they tend to drop free better than most pistols. And that's one of the main reasons I love the FN pistols. But still have issues. You get a pistol dirty. You know, you get the magazine dirty. You're down in the dirt, rolling around behind cover, trying to take care of business. You got to pull your pistol and go to work. And all of a sudden, you know, something keeps that pistol mag from dropping free. And we teach a technique at the Freedom Center where when you're firing that last shot, you've got both hands on the pistol. As your trigger hand releases the mag release button and compresses that to release the mag, the off hand or the other hand takes the edge of the pinky, the outside of the edge of the pinky finger, and it catches the lip at the bottom of the mag and strips it out as the left hand goes down to get the new magazine. Now, here's the problem. A lot of pistols don't have that lip protruding on the front of the mag facing the bad guy. And if you can find a magazine extension or a magazine floor plate for your pistol mags that gives you a little curve out or just a small surface for the edge of your hand to catch as you drop that hand down the front of the pistol grip, stripping that mag out, making sure that magazine comes out right away. That's the biggest issue we have with students and their pistols on their reloads, is the magazine doesn't drop free. So to summarize, you need a good mag release button that allows you to fully depress the release, something you can reach with your length thumb, and you need a magazine design that has a little lip in front that you can catch with your offhand and strip that thing out as you go down to grab a new magazine. Ready for callers.
All right. Our next caller is Tom in Florida. Good morning, Tom.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Go ahead.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Little horse hair guy who watched the game last night. That was crazy. I'm so happy for Tampa. I want some money off that job. What I want to talk about is, Sam, I was wondering, is there like a Freedom Center in Florida, or you guys ever thought about opening a center down here in Florida?
Well, I have a good friend named Rich Brown who lives just south of Tampa out on one of the islands. And he has asked me on numerous occasions to travel down there and teach, and I've done that for privately for people that own land and can shoot on their own property. Our instructors will travel to your state if you have enough students to justify a class.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah,
you just got to give me a call, set it up.
Well, and there's a place up in Central Florida called Claremont, and a lot of guys there own like 10, 20 acres, and I heard from a friend of mine that they're thinking about like opening like a center, like something, you know, like a shooting range or something. We have a place here in South Florida, but it's nothing like what you do. So anyway, that's one thing.
We can do a handgun class on 10 acres if you have a large berm for a backstop. We don't just shoot into trees, though, at classes. You know what I mean? Some people, we got a forest there. And well, if you don't own the land behind there for a mile and a half, or you don't have a big, heavy berm, we're not doing that. You know what I mean? It has to be a safe environment where you have a backstop for the bullet to be absorbed by.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know. Yeah, they have berms on their property. That I know.
Excellent.
Anyway, what I also wanted to say, I know this might be a little off track, Sam, but I want to ask you something. Is by our Constitution, if we were to send 10,000 men to the border, militias, regulated militia, if we were to send 10,000 men and say, we're not going to allow this illegal invasion of our country no more, not like California. I know once Texas goes blue, there's no electoral college map for the Republicans, conservatives. It's over. I'm wondering, would that send them? I think we'll have to eventually, Sam, we're going to have to send 10, 20, 30, 40,000 militia men to the border and tell us, United States government, we're dead serious. We're not going to allow illegal immigration in our country anymore. We're not going to be paying for these people to come here. They don't even speak the language. You got to spend this is billions of dollars to educate these people in our cultural. They still don't care. They don't care about our cultural identity, Sam. They're coming here for the money because they didn't have a car. They didn't have a hot water heater. They had nothing in their countries. What we need to do, Sam, is send these people back to South America, send the money over there, bring them products that they need, and let them stay or go down to Brazil. I mean, anywhere in South America. Why are these people coming here if the white man is such a racist, if the orange man is such a bad man? No, we need to stop this. We need to bring in the militias because evidently the United States government is not doing their job. This is all about votes. The Democrats are bringing in these people for vote, vote, vote. They don't care about white identity, white culture. You saw it in the Super Bowl last night, Sam. It was 3 hours of white man, bad man. That's all I saw in these ads, basically. So what I'm saying is we need to get our militias, and we got to organize this thing and send them down to the border. I'll go. I'll tell you that right now. I know a lot of guys. I talked to a lot of my friends. We'll go. I mean, if he has to go to Texas, Arizona, wherever we got to go, we got to do this. Because bumbling buffoon Biden is going to keep bringing these people in here for the sheer numbers of votes. And they're going to turn Texas blue. And once Texas is blue, Sam, it's over. And Jesse Waters talked about it on Waters World on Fox News, which was amazing to me because I'm surprised they allowed him. Murdoch and the people allowed Jesse to go off like he did, because he did go off big time. What they did to Lou Dobbs on Fox News was disgraceful and disgusting. That man's a true patriot.
I agree.
And loves his country. Lou Dobbs loves his country. But
Tom, thank
family,
you for your call.
Let's give
Sam a chance to respond. Tom, thank you for your call. Any response, sir? Sam, before we move on?
Yeah, Tom, in typical fashion, is pretty wound up on Monday mornings. That's a lot of different subjects to cover. But right. My opinion on immigration is that needs to be solved at the state level. We shouldn't be traveling interstate to stop another state's immigration problem. That's on the governor. He's got National Guard assets. If he wants to stop it, he can stop it. And you know what? Handle it. Man up. Stop being a spineless worm and handle the immigration problem. And that is a direct comment to the governor of Texas. You know, and he's got the National Guard assets. They got more National Guard and reserves in Texas than any state in the union but California. Okay? So I know the numbers. I worked in D.C. on projects involving the Guard and the reserves. And so I know exactly what the numbers are. And he's got all the assets he needs. So does Arizona. So does New Mexico. So does California. So get a real governor in there and establish your state rights and respect the 10th Amendment and put a stop to it. That's my opinion on that.
There we go.
Okay. Who's the next caller?
Our next caller is Ty in Texas. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'll be super quick here, hopefully. Sam, what do you recommend for a shooting timer? I'm on PACT website, and it doesn't resemble – sorry, my daughter's crying there. It doesn't resemble that one that I saw when we took training with you. Where would you point me for a PACT timer or a good shooting timer?
I would go to someplace like Midway USA. Let me see if I can find it real quickly. We've had good luck with the shot timer. Let me see if I can think of the brand of it. It's made by Competition Electronics.
Okay.
And it's called the Pocket Pro 2. That's what we've used at the Freedom Center. It allows you to set the sensitivity, so if you're working with suppressed weapons, you can set it for that. It'll still pick up the shots. It allows you to look at the shot string and the split times real quickly and conveniently. I like, you know, and PAC makes a good timer, but I like the Competition Electronics Pocket Pro 2 shot timer. And I think Midway sells them for about $135.
Wonderful. Thank you, sir, for the recommendation. Have a great week, guys.
Okay.
Hey, Ty, good to hear your voice, brother. See you.
Okay. Our next caller is Paul in Missouri. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Quick question for you guys. What do you make of the new defense secretary ordering a 60-day military stand down to address quote-unquote extremism, which is being called on the internet and other places the purge of the military of conservatives and whatnot that is effectively started taking place last week? So.
I read it was a one-day stand-down, Paul, is what I read, a one-day. Sam, how about you?
Well, you know, I heard of a longer stand-down, you know, but who knows if you can trust the media. The bottom line is Obama accomplished a purge of conservative officers, and now Biden is going after the enlisted people, trying to purge conservatives in the military. And the reason they're doing this, it is a political purge. And there's nothing wrong with getting extremists out of the military. But why didn't they get the Muslim extremists out before the Fort Hood incident? Why didn't they get the Muslim extremists off our military bases before the incident in Florida? You know, all of a sudden, they're worried about extremists. Well, they're not worried about Muslim extremists. That's not part of the discussion. So it really depends on how you define extremism. And, of course, they define extremism as anyone that disagrees with their political point of view. That's the problem, and that's what makes it actually, functionally, it's a political purge. And political purges are wrong if they don't really qualify under violent extremism. You know, I personally believe that people should have the right to exercise all of their God-given rights at the same time. In other words, if you want to protest, you're exercising your First Amendment right. If you want to protest armed, you're exercising your First Amendment right and your Second Amendment right at the same time. But in Washington, D.C. these days, it's quote-unquote illegal for you to assemble in groups of more than two people. That violates your First Amendment right to peacefully assemble. That violates your First Amendment right for a redress of grievances. And it's been decades since you could exercise your Second Amendment rights in Washington, D.C. And so what you're seeing now is not just a purge of political enemies. You're watching real time a purge of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution from the United States of America.
Well, as a common man, what I see with this purge of the military is they're trying to purge anybody that's not willing to follow their orders and to be used exactly. against us American citizens.
Exactly. And it's all about gun confiscation, right?
When you they're trying purging... to purge anybody in the military that's not willing to go confiscate guns and disarm the most heavily armed civilian population in the history of human civilization.
That's exactly right. And you know what? They're going to get away with this for a little while, but not for long. Because a lot of people don't realize this. There are guys in our military, there are colonels and light colonels that aren't going to follow these orders. They're going to pay lip service to these orders, but they're not going to follow them. And see, they're coming for the guns. See, this is the thing. No, the same pattern always occurs. First, we purge our military and our law enforcement. Then we have gun registration, and then we have gun confiscation. That is the historical pattern. It's going to hit a brick wall soon. You know, we've had the Second Amendment Preservation Act that's passed out of the House now. Now it's up to the Senate to pass it and put it on the governor's desk. So if you live in Missouri, you need to call your local state senator and tell him, get SAPA through the Senate and get it on Governor Parson's desk. Period. Dot. Stop messing around. And that's what needs to happen.
In a way, Sam, I see this as a good thing, because the more they weaken the military, the less effective they are going to be when they use them against us. So if they purge all the patriots and the conservatives out, well, then, you know, those that were kind of sitting on the fence, well, then maybe they know where they stand, and, you know, maybe they'll be on our side for real when this comes down. So it's all I got.
Can you imagine wanting to serve your country, loving your fellow Americans, joining the Marine Corps or joining the Army, going through basic training and all the harassment, being torn down and built back up again, and then going to work out on an ODA or working for FAST Company or any of these other special operations groups? Can you imagine going through that trial and then being canned like a piece of dirt because you're a conservative? You talk about building our team for us. I mean, these people are morons.
Right on. Yep. I agree. They're helping us by purging the military. So
They are making some of the most lethal people our most dedicated teammates.
Yep.
They're not so smart.
No. So
anything else?
Thanks for that's all I got. Thank you. Appreciate your opinion.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Paul. Our next caller is Scott in Nevada.
Yes,
hey, Scott, you're on the air.
For you. Yes, Sam?
Yes.
Good, you got him. You got me already?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Hold on, we got a break, Scott. We have a break. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 8th of February. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Nice $50 discount on EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday. I'm meeting with Sam Andrews, a proprietor of Freedom Center USA. World-class instruction, rifles, and shot and pistols. And you can get details there at his USA.life page, USA.life for Freedom Center USA. The telephone number is 417-718-2597. Scott, let's get to your question or comment, sir.
Yes, I was just, you know, talking about silencers and the expense that's involved in them. And I've been doing a little bit of YouTubing, and I see these solvent traps. I'm just wondering what the efficiency of them are and if it would be something that would be okay putting it on, you know, an AR.
Sam?
No comment.
No comment? Okay. We have no comment on it. Anything else, Scott?
No, that's all I had right there. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, sir. Right. The call number is 512-248-8252.
You know, okay. John.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we get callers, and maybe it's innocent callers, maybe it's federal provocateurs, who knows. But if you're going to call in and ask me a question about is it a good idea to break federal law, right? you might as well not call in. The answer is going to be no comment, or you know, here's the problem. You can't. Suppressors are what's called an NFA regulated item. That means they're regulated by the National Firearms Act. That you're, by the way, your criminal organization called the National Rifle Association supported the NFA Act that outlawed machine guns and suppressors without a special tax stamp from the federal government. Okay? And here's the problem with suppressors. They're an NFA regulated item. Okay? And so if you make your own suppressor, attach your own suppressor, and you don't register it on a Form 1, you know, or you makeshift a suppressor, these federal goons, supported by unconstitutional federal law, supported by the National Rifle Association, could come into your home, shoot your dogs, shoot your wife, put a bullet in your leg after killing your family because you took a solvent trap and attached it to a pistol. So understand what you're doing when you break federal law. You are enabling the goons to murder your whole family and turn you into a criminal because you violated one of their unconstitutional edicts. And so if you're going to call me and ask me questions about making a machine gun out of an AR-15 or makeshifting your own suppressor out of a oil filter or a solvent trap, the answer is don't call, don't ask me. Because right. I'm never going to recommend on a show that American citizens break the law and open their family up to attack by a bunch of federal goons from the FBI or the ATF. It's just a bad idea, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely it is. So let's not dwell on that anymore, Sam. I think it's time to move on. We got a bottom-of-the-hour break coming up here. What direction you want to go next, sir?
Well, we were talking about issues with pistol mags and getting them out of the gun when you're doing a mag change. That is the thing that slows people up the most, is the mag change. Most people, in a matter of a day or two, can learn how to hold a pistol properly if it fits their hand properly, use the right muscles to control the recoil. They can get their balance a little better by having a slight flex in their knees and bending at the waist, so that their recoil forces go down their spine into their legs and don't just push them backwards off balance. Most people can learn that pretty quickly. It might take a little work to get yourself a magazine button, release button, and magazines that you can strip reliably out of the gun so you can reload quickly. And that's something that's worth the time to invest, is to get that stuff right. And the second thing is, if you can find yourself a good ambidextrous slide release that has a little length to it and a little leverage, these are aftermarket parts that go on your pistol, you can set your pistol up to operate it like a professional, and you can be very efficient with your reloads and getting the gun back in the fight.
Well, back when I started pistol competition in the mid to late 70s, we were scrambling then because the market really wasn't meeting the demands. We were gluing our pieces of rubber on the bottoms of our mags to keep them from being damaged, and coming up with creative ways to have holsters that would work. It was a struggle back in 1976, 77 to compete in pistol competition, Sam.
Oh, I can imagine. It was tough because you just didn't have tools that fit your hand. And with a handgun, it's critical to have a good fit, not just on the grip, but on all the controls, like the mag release button and the slide release.
There you go. We got a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 8th day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. Top deads here, you'll find the Legal Defense Fund donation place for Freedom Center USA. We really need these monies to fight a multimillionaire who wants to shut down Freedom Center USA. Right next to that, the rocket stove. I'm taking delivery of mine, I think, this week. It may be next week. It's the most efficient way to heat with wood that there is. Last but not least, the energy cleaner. Yes, we are getting caught up. I know there's about, 27 of you waiting for your energy cleaners. We're going to get them caught up this week, I believe, and more on the way. If you have arthritis pain, the energy cleaner will help you. Toll-free our line for the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it, 800-592-9543. Reading with Sam Andrews, a proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The USA.life page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number, you want a custom rifle built, maybe you get into the next thermal imaging bulk purchase, just give Sam a call Wednesday afternoon or later, 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Let's see, where were we? We were talking a little bit about suppressors and NFA items. And guys, if you haven't bought a suppressor, I would highly recommend that you do that. It's getting increasingly difficult to get thermal sights. It's getting increasingly difficult to find suppressors. We still have body armor. If your state is outlawing body armor, and you need a vest, a tactical vest with level 3 plus chest plates and back plates, we still have a few in stock. Give me a call on Wednesday, and we'll figure out how to get you what you need. But the federal government, a lot of people don't realize this, the federal government is actively involved in shutting down your ability to get anything logistic to defend your family with. They're trying, they've got bills in the U.S. Congress to confiscate your guns. They're trying to intimidate the thermal manufacturers and keep them from selling you thermal sights for your weapons. They're going to block night vision sales. They're going to block thermal sales. They're already tying up the major ammo manufacturers with huge lucrative contracts with your taxpayer dollars. So they're making ammo for the feds, and they're not selling any ammo or making it to you, selling it to you through the normal distribution channels. There is a giant scheme to prevent Americans from buying ammo, buying weapons, buying sights. And you better grab what you can and get it while you can, because most of the stuff has been drained out of the distribution chain. And it's going to be increasingly harder and harder. If you haven't gotten a reloading press, buy one now. Buy the dies for the calibers that you want to reload for. Whether you know how to use them or not, just get the tools and put them in your garage. We can teach you how to reload. It's not a problem. And you can learn in about 2 hours how to reload ammunition. It's not complicated. And so doing these things will help in the long run. It's just like storing water inside, just like having a generator that runs on propane. These are the things that will give you some long-term viability. I guess we got David in Virginia.
We do. David in Virginia, good morning. What's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. Sam, I just wanted to ask, how many guys would you need to fly out to train them? How many should be signed up?
You're probably going to need 10 to 12 people to justify the cost. You know, okay. Would we fly instructors out? Yeah, if you're going to pay us. The problem is the cost per student becomes quite high, right? If you don't have at least 10 students. Okay. You got 10 students, okay. You can share the cost for the instructor's travel amongst the 10 students, and it becomes a lot more cost effective.
Yeah, understood. Understood. Yeah, I just wanted to have a target to work towards, so thank you.
And David, the landowner needs to have liability insurance that will be effective and enforced during this training operation as well.
Okay, right, understood. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Hey, David, good to hear your voice, sir.
Yep. Our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
John and Sam, Capitol shooting, alleged shooting inside the Capitol. I think, Sam, you mentioned you had actually spoken to this woman beforehand outside there for
yes.
a little while.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a video. I don't know if you folks saw it. It was on YouTube. Of course, we knew it wouldn't be there long. Now it's on BitChute. Everything wrong with the Capitol shooting. It seems to be a full analysis of the faces of these people, what they did outside, what they were involved in, what they said before, how they acted, the direction of the shot, and fake blood versus what real blood would do, et cetera, et cetera. And I think it's very convincing that that this was out of a playbook, all planned. Have you guys seen that? Everything wrong
no.
with the Capitol shooting or something similar?
I haven't seen it.
Okay. All right. Well, you could take a look and think about that and see what you come up with. John, I will send you email you a copy.
Okay, that's fine. I'll look at it. Oh, okay.
Yep. Okay.
Anything else, Dave?
Well, I don't know. Sam, did you have any impression on whether that might have been real or fake or anything?
It was real. Yeah, it was real.
Okay.
Yeah, and they also, the media never told you this, but they also killed a 72-year-old man outside. They fired a flashbang down. It hit the guy in the chest and blew up simultaneously, blew the tips off a couple of the guy's fingers and stopped his heart, and he died right there. And, of course, the media didn't say a word about that. They said, a couple of people died of health issues, health-related issues.
You know, that's a health-related. I mean, they were accurate, just not complete.
We live in the age of lies. It's unbelievable.
All right. Well, yeah, so, all right, well, I'll see what you say after you watch this video and do a little analysis, and, you know, I don't like to throw things out that are crazy, so we'll see, all right?
Okay.
Talk to you guys later. Thanks.
Thanks.
Sam, I understand that a century or more ago, the common death certificate would say simply, heart stopped. Seriously.
Yeah.
That's what they said. Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable. You know, it's really sad because this country's been torn apart by these criminals. And honestly, John, I don't see any of this being resolved. I see the country becoming more and more polarized. And I see, I have long proposed that we not fight for D.C. or New York or Massachusetts or Virginia, that we, or California or Oregon or Washington, particularly the westernmost portions of those states and the southern parts of California, leave these people to their own depravity. And we need to get a group of states together and kick them out of the United States. You know, we don't need to secede from the United States. We need to make them secede. And we need to tell them point blank, you don't follow our Constitution. You don't respect our Bill of Rights. You don't protect the freedom, the liberty, and the property of our citizens. You don't hold elections that meet standards of honesty and verifiability. Therefore, y'all are leaving the United States of America. Get out. And then we tell them we're moving the capital to the Midwest, and you can keep your leaders that you have in the Capitol building where you reside in D.C. We don't need you. Keep them. But we are electing new guards for our freedom, and you are not it. And see, that's the approach Americans need to take. And tell them, you can call yourselves anything you want, but you won't call yourself the United States of America because you don't subscribe to the principles of our founders or the principles or moral framework of natural rights. And therefore, you are gone. We are the United States of America. You are criminals, and you're out. And that's what needs to happen. And until things get a lot worse, you're not going to see these states organically form up and team up together. But, you know, Texas has been quietly moving towards that goal. And they've got their own power grid. They've got their own monetary system. They got their own reserve setups, you know. And they have been quietly moving that direction. And the rest of the states need to take heed. Because we don't need to be involved with criminals.
They do.
And they're not worth fighting over.
They do.
You know, we need to get the election fraud situation fixed. Get rid of all these electronic machines. Start electing people that represent your interest. And kick these criminals out of our country. And what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. If you read the book Atlas Shrugged, it's like a prophecy of how this goes down. So the second you get rid of these freeloading clowns, these criminals, all of the good people in New York, the hardworking people, the entrepreneurs, instead of being taxed at 70% and having everything they've worked for stolen, they're going to move out of New York. They're going to move out of Virginia. They're going to move out of, they're already doing it, but they're going to do it in mass. And they're going to come to free America. And what's wrong with having the most productive, most entrepreneurial people in your country? That's how you prosper. Let the freeloading governors,
that's right,
the Bloombergs and the Cuomos, the clowns, let them eat the food they grow. Let them drive the cars that they build. Let them defend themselves with the aircraft they build, okay? Instead of robbing the engineers of Boeing in Missouri and robbing the farmers in Nebraska and Kansas and Arkansas and Missouri and Iowa and robbing the people that take oil out of the ground to provide us cost-effective energy in South Dakota and North Dakota, instead of robbing those people, let them drive around with the oil they pull out of the ground in New York. Let them have it. And watch the entrepreneurial, hardworking people of New York move to Missouri and Arkansas and Texas and Oklahoma in droves. And watch us build the most prosperous country on the history of the earth. You know, when I worked as a consultant, as a young engineer, I used to go in to companies and analyze their operations and do strategic planning for them. And I worked for a waste company in St. Louis. I did a project with them. And after 3 weeks of study and going over the data, I figured out that 20% of their customers were costing them enormous amounts of money, millions of dollars. And that 80% of their customers, they had a good relationship with and they were making a reasonable profit. And when I went into the CEO's office and told him, you need to get rid of some of your customers, he blew his stack. He chewed me out for a good 7 minutes without taking a breath. And finally, I let him blow off a bunch of steam. And I said, sir, let me show you the data. These people are costing you millions of dollars. You need to cut ties with these people to free you up to go get customers that are profitable. If you want to improve and grow this business and the profitability of this business, you need to get rid of these people that are chewing up 90% of your resources and costing you all this money and free up those resources to serve customers that make you money. So either renegotiate your contracts with these people or get rid of them. And once he saw the data, he apologized to me and he agreed that I was right. But sometimes when you're with these really negative people or these negative relationships and you're in these enmeshed relationships with these criminals, you just got to cut ties. You got to leave them in their own depravity and move on. And that's what we need to do with the DC cabal.
Well, and we're seeing just the opposite. Under the guise of COVID help, these blue cities are being bailed out by the federal government as of the last 3 weeks or so, sir.
Yeah, with our money.
That's right.
Yeah, they're stealing from us to bail out the criminals that have destroyed their own societies. This is not sustainable, guys. The long-term viability of that is zero. And that's the thing that people have to understand, the logistical side of this. What did Margaret Thatcher say? Socialism works great until they run out of other people's money to steal.
Right.
You know, it's something like that. You know, right. or that, until they run out of other people's money to spend. You know, that's the problem with all of this, is that the people that are making bad decisions are not being held accountable for their bad decisions. They're being enabled by our tax dollars and by printing money at the Federal Reserve. None of this is sustainable, people. They're going to destroy everyone's job and everyone's life before it's over. They have to be stopped.
They do. They do. They have to be stopped. Well, it's going to be a struggle. It hasn't. It won't, Sam.
Yeah, you know, the little clip that you play of Winston Churchill, talking about, I can promise you nothing but hard work and sweat and toil. And that's what it's going to take to fix this. But, you know, the states in the center of the United States are going to have to come together. They're going to have to come together and set boundaries for the criminals. It's that simple. If you don't meet these election standards, you're not in the United States. If you can't do verifiable, honest elections that people can trust, you're out. You know, if you're going to hang with the D.C. cabal, the criminals on the seventh floor of the FBI, the criminals in the federal government, you're out. We're done with you.
We got a break. We have a break. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, @hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th of February. If you want to contact Sam, have a custom rifle built, maybe get a thermal imaging site at a good price, just give him a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, we're down to the last 3.5 minutes here, sir.
Well, we talked about this months ago on the show, and, you know, this guy comes in with the video, and the video claims that the shooting at the Capitol was a total fake, and, you know, this guy in the video, you know, talks about fake blood and all of these different shooting angles and all of this stuff. And I'm going to be honest with you. Men in the United States need to get on their knees before they go to bed at night, and they need to pray for discernment. We lack, as a country, adult males with real discernment. And you know what? Discernment comes from humility and hard work and prayer. And we have lost the ability as a group in the United States to identify liars and deceivers. And we are misled in so many ways so often. And, you know, the phrase, "Do you believe everything you see on the internet?" has become a really important question. Because just because someone makes a video on the internet doesn't make it true. Okay? And some of these things are so deceptive. And I'll just point out one example in the video the guy mentioned, the caller mentioned. This woman says, "Oh, yeah, these were actors. This was rehearsed." Okay. Then she proceeds to tell you, "Well, I didn't see what happened." Well, if you didn't see what happened and you didn't see a rehearsal, then why are you making the statement these were actors and this was rehearsed? And why is this in a video meant to deceive Americans all over the country? Okay, it's the same thing with all this Q crap that's been going around. If you didn't understand that Q was total misinformation, right? That it was totally misleading and designed to be psychologically induced controlled opposition to affect your behavior. If you didn't understand that, get on your knees and pray for discernment, because you lack discernment in a major way. We've got to get to the point where this country understands the truth, recognizes the truth, and sees through the lies. And if you're that easily deceived, you need to get on your knees and pray for discernment, because not everything you hear or see is true. And I want people to ask logical questions. Take a logic class. Read a book on logic. Okay? Start to apply those principles to how you think. Get in your Bible and read scripture. Don't just sit in church and listen to some guy talk about denominational norms. The truth matters, and we need to find it.
It does. Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it. I'll be back next Monday.
Let freedom ring, John.
All right, that's it for the day. Medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get the guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.